This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through the day's market action. Well, and all across the board, sharp sell-offs swept the Lal Street, making equity indices settle with deep cuts today as the RBI's move to impose a moratorium on Yes Bank spooked investors. Well, weak global cues as the fears of coronavirus persisted, making the situation even worse. Most of the Asian and European markets suffered strong losses as concerns over the widening economic fallout of coronavirus continued, dealing a blow to the sentiment. Now, equity benchmarks Sensex and the Nifty ended at six-month lows, while Nifty Bank plunged to a five-month low level. At one point during the day, Sensex was 1,460 points down, but it paired some of the losses and the 30-share pack eventually closed with a loss of 894 points or just over 2% at 37,576 levels, while Nifty finished 10,989 level, down 280 points or just about 2.5% lower. Now, Nifty Bank suffered a loss of over 1,000 points or 3.5%, closing in at 27,800 levels. Let's also take a look at the broader market indices, the BSE Mid-Cap Index and the Small-Cap Index. Both of them also ended with losses. The Mid-Cap Index closed with a loss of 2.3%, while the Small-Cap Index ended just 2% lower in today's trading session. Now, we also spoke to some of the experts like Vinod Nair, who is the head of research at Geojit Financial Services, who said that the sell-off in Indian markets was triggered by a weak global trend due to coronavirus outbreak, also restricting international travel and trade. Now, moratorium on Yes Bank enlarged these domestic concerns over the safety of financial system, and the Indian rupee also weakened past 74 levels due to these issues. A sharp sell-off made investors poorer by over 3 lakh crore rupees in just a single day, as the overall market capitalization of BSE-listed firms dropped to 144 lakh crore rupees from about 147 lakh crore rupees in yesterday's trading session. Now, the underlying current of the market was already weak due to worries over coronavirus cases and its impact on the economy. The sentiment deteriorated right after RBI took over Yes Bank's control, also capping the withdrawal at 50,000 rupees for depositors of Yes Bank. Now, apart from this, if you really have to look at how the markets performed over this week, Sensex lost 721 points or nearly 2%, while Nifty also retreated over 200 points or nearly 2%. The top Nifty gainers in today's trading session were Bajaj Auto, Gail and Maruti Suzuki, while the top Nifty losers were Yes Bank, Tata Motors and Zee Entertainment. Now, let's also focus on the broader sectoral indices. All of the sectoral indices closed with major losses today, with a loss of 4.4%. BSE Metals emerged as the top loser, followed by BSE BankEx and Finance, which lost about 3.5% in trade. Now, as many as over 607 stocks, including IndusInd Bank, ITC, Larsen & Toubro and ONGC, plunged to their 52-week lows on today on the BSE. And also, on the other hand, 384 stocks, including Corporation Bank, DHFL, Vakrangi, India Bulls Real Estate and Adani Green Energy, they all hit their lower circuits. Now, volume spike of 100 to 200% was seen in stocks like Max Financial Services, IndusInd Bank, SRF, RBL Bank, Just Dial and Mahindra & Mahindra Financial Services. Long build-up was seen in stocks like Pidilite Industries, Mindtree and Bajaj Auto, whereas short build-up was seen in stocks like Yes Bank, RBL Bank and Max Financial Services. Let's also focus on some of the stocks that actually hit limelight today, starting off with Yes Bank first. The share prices plunged 56% after the central government imposed a moratorium on Yes Bank, restricting the withdrawal of deposits to 50,000 rupees. Now, share prices of State Bank of India also fell over 6% following report of its picking up stake in Yes Bank. Also, Tata Motors share prices plunged more than 9% after it announced a drop in China sales due to coronavirus. Also, aviation stocks fell in today's trading session, including Interglobe Aviation and SpiceJet, both of them falling 3-9% as coronavirus fears intensified. Also, metal stocks tumbled, and most of the metal stocks cracked after coronavirus cases outside of China have been increasing very fast, entering into US, Europe, Middle East, etc. Let's also focus on the technicals right now. Nifty broke crucial support level at 11,000 as well as its four-day consolidation range of 11,030 to 11,433. It closed below the 11,000 mark but definitely formed a bullish candle on the daily charts as closing was higher than the opening levels. The weakness after four-day range-bound trade indicated that index may remain in control of bears, though there was a recovery from day's low of around 10,800 levels, which could be the crucial support level going forward, considering the past downfalls. Now, the three crucial levels to watch out for on the index would be 10,800, 10,833, and 11,031. Maximum call open interest is placed at 11,500 and 11,800 levels, whereas the maximum put open interest is placed at 11,000 and 10,500 levels. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.